first of all, Tom, to put things into context, there is going to be growth in the federal government, and it's not a bad thing in the context. But people need to realize that, you know, over the years, government has expanded and declined in terms of the size of the workforce, kind of in direct proportion to how well things are going in the country. So when the country has been under stress, you know, World War II, the Great Depression of the 30s, government has grown in response. When things are going well in the country, government has declined in size. We have 1.9 civilian employees, not counting Postal Service, right now, which is the same size as the workforce was in when John F. Kennedy was president 45 years ago in 1963. Yet in 63, that was about 13 feds for every 1,000 people in the country. Now that same size workforce is about 8 feds for every 1,000. But, things are not going as well as we would like in the economy, and private sector is laying off, but Macy's 7,000 I saw in the paper today. But government is being asked to step up and respond to a number of the challenges, just not the economic challenges. So I think you're going to see over the next 3 to 4 years, we're probably going to see an additional 100,000 to 200,000.
Wow.
Jobs.
But where will they be? Which agencies?
No, I think he's right. I mean, you're like contracting and procurement, definitely, I would say, are on the list, right?
Right. And Homeland Security is already increasing.
Right. We talked to Customs and Border Protection about 11,000 people they're hiring in 2009.
Absolutely. And I think, some of our financial regulatory agencies, even though they're relatively small agencies, I think you're going to see some growth there. Even places like the Social Security Administration, their workload has to continue to increase, and they're going to have to staff up eventually to respond to that.
Medicare too, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Disability retirements and so on. So,
Veterans Affairs.
Yes, absolutely. Commerce. We've got a census coming up next year. So a lot of those will be temporary, but it's still going to be a huge temporary increase. But
I'd vote in favor of Park Service.
Absolutely. They've been under stress, and I think you're going to see some increases there. And again, I don't, people should not be worrying that, one, this is either inappropriate. I think it's quite appropriate. And number two, it doesn't mean that, we're going to be saddled with a huge government workforce into the foreseeable future. We've seen over the years, things, the workforce has increased or decreased during Clinton in a time of relative peace and prosperity. The workforce went down by over 360,000 employees. So the fact that it may go up, a couple hundred thousand over the next few years, that's not at all disproportionate to what we've seen in the past.
And so you think that these jobs will come as a result of the stimulus that's going out to the agencies, or do you think it'll come through the budgetary process, or where do you think the money will come for this?
Both, Jane. Clearly, in the stimulus package, there's some increased spending in the federal government that will translate to additional jobs. But I think in the appropriation process, I think we're likely to see an increase in the appropriations for a number of agencies, simply because it's been determined that they have not been up to the task, or the task is becoming more complicated and more difficult.
Mm-hmm. FDA,
and they're going
for
to have
instance,
to respond. Yes, FDA is another great example.
Yeah, because I mean they've been given a lot more responsibility, but not necessarily the people to take on those duties.
Yeah, and at some point, you got to have the people there, because the programs, the systems don't run themselves.
In fact, earlier this week, President Obama himself said he wants FDA looked at top to bottom because of the peanut butter scare. And his own daughters eat peanut butter, and so that might be one of the
butter.
We all eat peanut butter. Everybody loves peanut butter.
Yes, we do.
I've tried soy nut butter; doesn't work. But anyway, so that's an agency that might, they've been calling for more staff for quite some time now.
That's right. And of course, although as our friend Mike Causey points out, you know, retirement eligible feds are hanging on a little bit longer, they're not getting younger and they will leave. I think over the next 4 years, you're looking at 500,000, hires, many to replace folks who will leave, but then, you know, on top of that, some new jobs. So, government, will be a growth industry, for a little bit here. And again, I think that's, entirely appropriate.
Well, John, thanks for joining us with that analysis. And, we'll talk to you next week. Maybe next week we can talk about the process for hiring people, how we can speed that up if there's 500,000 people coming in.
Oh, that's a very, very important topic. And we will, talk about that, I'm sure.